The Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors meet for Game 1 in the NBA Finals tonight, a rematch of the last two NBA Finals. The Warriors won the title 2 years ago. The Cavs took it last year. Sports commentator John Bacon is with us to talk about that and some of the other sports news of the week. Hi, John.
Hello, Robin.
So you got Golden State, Steph Curry, favorite in the series. But last year, Cleveland fought back from a 3-1 deficit. They won it. And, oh, yeah, they have LeBron James.
Yes, that's right.
How do you see it?
It's a toss-up. No one really knows much at this point, I think. You've got, like you said, two of the best players in the NBA, six MVP titles between them. And, of course, LeBron is the king. However, I'm 5'8", Robin, so I always cheer for the little guy. And the little guy in this case is 6'3", Steph Curry. So
yeah.
Go little guy.
Well, I'm wondering, too, if people are concerned about LeBron James, you know, where his head might be at. We know there was racist vandalism at his home in Los Angeles early yesterday, racist graffiti. He spoke publicly saying, being black in America is tough. We've got a long way to go. I have to say, I sent my guy and our nephew to Game 5 here in Boston against Cleveland. The invective against LeBron James was terrible. My guy got up and told the Celtics fan to shut up. You know, it was bordering on racist. Are there concerns about LeBron James' mental state in tonight's game?
Although he's taken on quite a lot, and let's not minimize this, of course. And to be clear, by the way, somebody spray-painted a racial epithet on the gate of his L.A. home.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who you are in America, apparently, you're going to see some of this stuff, sadly.
Right.
So
right.
That is a serious business, to say the least. LeBron James is one mentally tough guy. And what I've never gotten generally, aside from the racism, which speaks for itself, is the general atmosphere of LeBron hate in America. I don't get it. This guy has been a model citizen. At age 18, he got $90 million in global fame. If you had given that to me, Robin, I don't like what the future looks like.
Right, it might not have ended up that well.
Exactly. Yeah. This guy has not had any problem with the law, married his high school sweetheart. He's got raising three very good kids. He backs the Boys and Girls Club of America,
yeah.
And he's helped fund 2,300 scholarships at the University of Akron. So I don't know what the beef is with this guy. Again, aside from the racism, which speaks for itself.
Moved away but came back, you know, so listen,
Came back to Cleveland to win
the
title.
Right. Let's just briefly touch on the ice in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Pittsburgh Penguins lead the Nashville Predators 2-0 after last night's 4-1 win. Who do you see there, and why did someone throw a catfish on the ice?
The Penguins are up 2-0. They stole game one, so chances are it's going to be the Penguins. However, the catfish. Back in the 1950s, some Detroit Red Wings fan threw an octopus onto the ice to indicate the eight arms, eight wins you needed back then for a Stanley Cup title. When they're playing Nashville in 2004, Nashville's first playoff appearance, they countered the octopus with their local fare, the catfish. And I didn't say it made sense, Robin. I just said that's where it comes from.
Listen, in the last minute here, Tiger Woods, everyone saw that mugshot this week, arrested on a DUI charge, but he passed the breathalyzer. There was no alcohol involved. He said it was an unexpected reaction to prescription medicine. Is this a different story at the end of the week than it was at the beginning?
It is, and it's going to evolve further. This man has already had four operations on his left knee. He's had three on his back and other operations as well. He has probably got a lot of prescription drugs right now, and this is just, frankly, a very sad, almost Greek tragedy, this fall from grace.
Right. Well, but it was not, you know, drinking while driving. We'll see.
It was not. He blew a 0.00, to be very clear about that.
Sports commentator John Bacon. We'll follow that story and others. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.